Hey everybody, this is Ben Mitchell. I'm going to be your host once again today, and I'm super excited, as always, to be with you. In this episode, we're going to be addressing the question, should I get silver instead of gold, and how to know if that's best for me?
Hey guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy you're here. This is The Word on Investing.
In our course, Protect Your Future, we discuss the various types of precious metals, their applications, and how to know which metal is best for you and your family. A few of the points that we cover in that course are as follows. Gold is generally more conservative. Gold is a solid hedge used for protecting your purchasing power. Gold is better for saving than for trade. Gold is easier to store and to transport. Silver, though, is better for trade. Silver is easier to acquire. And you can get more metal for your dollar with silver. Now, with that being said, I want to dig a little bit deeper and discuss some of the major differences between these two metals in detail and why you may favor silver over gold. But first, here's some important general factors for you guys to consider. Number one, the total supply of new silver each year is close to 1 billion ounces, and that's compared to gold's annual supply of around 83 million ounces. This makes it seem like the silver market is a lot bigger than gold's, but it's just the opposite because of the huge difference in their price. Silver's lower price makes the value of annual supply much smaller than gold's, and this explains why silver is so much more volatile than gold, as we discuss more in the course as well. In other words, the silver price is kind of all over the place at any given time. It takes only a relatively small amount of money to have a greater impact on silver's price. As a result, silver will rise more than gold on up days and fall more than gold on down days, which can make the silver spot price chart look pretty scary sometimes. Investors refer to these price changes as volatility, as most of you guys know already. Now, there are exceptions, of course, but that's what happens most of the time. Now, the second thing to take into consideration is that silver requires much more storage space. At current prices, the same dollar investment will get you roughly 90 more ounces of silver than gold. On top of that, most silver is a lot less dense than gold. In other words, pure silver is 84% larger in volume than pure gold. Add those two facts together, and it means that silver takes up as much as 128 times more space than gold for the same dollar amount. In addition to that, silver will also eventually tarnish. Pure gold does not do that, so silver coins and bars, they must be stored in a dry place with no exposure to the elements, which is a concern that you simply don't have with gold. It takes a lot more strategizing on your part to store silver over gold, so you've got to be thinking about the storage options way ahead for your silver stacking. Now, the third thing I want you to remember is that governments are increasing their gold reserves, but they are simultaneously decreasing their silver reserves, or at least not doing anything with them. This difference may not seem to be something to worry about right now, but it's a very significant kind of behind-the-scenes development that could drastically alter the prices of metals in the future. Governments and other institutions used to hold a whole lot of silver inventories. Today, however, most of them no longer have any stockpiles of the metal because real silver is no longer used to mint circulating coins like it used to. Only a few countries still warehouse silver, but that's in contrast with the large increase in gold that central banks have accumulated in official reserves over the last few decades. And on a net basis, they continue buying every year. They continue accumulating gold every single year. These ongoing purchases contribute to the overall demand for that metal, in other words, gold, which could gradually increase the price of gold going into the future. But while this source of demand for gold isn't present for silver, it does put the silver market in an interesting situation because if the need for physical silver were to suddenly increase, maybe because of a particular type of financial crisis, maybe a shortage in industrial supply, which by the way, that's increasing like crazy, or maybe even a spike in demand for physical silver and so on and so forth, governments won't be able to meet those needs with such tiny stockpiles. Only major precious metals dealers who have the bullion inventory will be able to provide that, but the thing is, their supply is also very limited. So those things are some general considerations that I want you guys to remember When it comes to silver and some of the ways that the markets affect the silver price, these things will help you determine, when you put some good thought into it, whether you should be focusing or emphasizing silver rather than gold, or maybe vice versa. Now, with that said, let me shift back to this idea of silver having more industrial demand for just a second, because I do think there's a very interesting point to be made here. Because silver is a considerably more useful metal than gold, there are some implications here that could play a big part in your decision to accumulate cheap silver over gold. Even though gold is an undeniably excellent store of value, gold is used in relatively few industries outside of jewelry and investment. According to statistics released by the World Gold Council, on average, less than 8% of gold production around the world is actually used in technological industries. Silver, on the other hand, is used in a huge variety of different industries and technologies, which all play a very important role in our everyday lives. Around half of all silver produced in the world is sourced for the purpose of producing over 3,000 technologies and appliances that cover a wide range of needs. We're talking things like radiology, photography, chips and circuit boards, explosives, water purification systems, a lot of things that involve the medical field and medical field technology. And even more importantly than any of that, it's its use in solar energy. Given the fact that it's almost certain that the renewable energy sector will continue to grow and increase in demand itself, silver will therefore play a bigger and bigger role in that industry, and its price could increase potentially as a result of it. Now, don't get me wrong, there are a number of conservative reasons to be investing in silver over gold. However, the fact that you can make a more speculative play with silver simply based on the fact that silver has the upside potential that it has, it creates an interest in silver that investors have gravitated toward for decades now. Even aside from the fact that silver has a lot of practical use as an alternative currency, this upside potential that silver has presents you with an opportunity to benefit in the long term. As the price appreciates, you could benefit from that potentially. Deciding which metal is best for you and your family is obviously totally up to you and the personal concerns that you have for the future. However, knowing a few of these details can help you factor in more variables to your risk management and could potentially save you money, time, and will prepare you for the logistical side of planning as well. Now, my hope with all this information is that it will help you and it'll help you better understand the differences between these two metals and how one may be better for your family over the other. And as always, I'm going to be here to answer your questions. Any questions that may come up as you make that decision, I want to be there and I want to help you out with it. Well, that's it for today, everybody. If you want to learn more about precious metals, please check out tradeway.com/metals dealer to learn how to avoid common sales traps and bad business practices in the metals industry. That's tradeway.com/metals dealer. We'll see you next time.